This is a recording by Vidyard Kassoon with Karen Davis and Charlene Najir and George Sung Guyana on the 25th of June 2012, being made for an article on SX Salon. Right. So in this discussion, we continue to talk about the Sly Company of People Who Care and our impressions when reading about some of the ways in which Rahul Bhattacharya deals with gender and women. First to ask Lena and Karen, what did you think of the book?
I really enjoyed it. I think my first comment was it felt like he really got the essence of Guyana, but it was a little overwhelming to me as well. The book, I had to read it in pieces, read it, put it down, because it was just very vivid and very very full in a way, which I thought, you know, as a writer, he captured, you know, really a lot of what it meant to be living in Guyana. So, good and bad.
Mm-hmm. When I was reading the book, I thought, great, I enjoyed it up to a point. And I can tell you the point where he lost me. I thought there were parts about Guyana I never looked at that were interesting. And I said, this is interesting. And there were parts that were so familiar that he was spot on. Some of his descriptions about Guyana were fantastic. Some of his descriptions when he went in the interior. And I mean, for those people who do go, it's sort of the caricatures, the interior, mm-hmm. things like that. I enjoyed that. I think he captured the dialogue by and large fairly quite well, actually. But, and that was the problem I had with the book, was the fact that I just didn't like the portrayal of women.
Right.
And that really, really stuck on me. I mean, that was my major criticism about the book.
Yeah, right. Same.
What is it about his portrayal of women that bothers you?
I think it was kind of crude. I know I hear people talking about women in particular ways. I don't like it. I find it offensive. And that's what I thought. I mean, as I said, at times I thought he was particularly crude. Even when he met the girl, anybody reading the book would recognize that woman. She's a shine eye, as we would call it again. A real shine eye. You could pick that up from the beginning. He didn't initially, when she was asking about the phone and this and that. But he didn't think. But as I said, he kept on and on. And lots of the images when he talked about referring to women, particularly, was disgusting to me. And that's where he lost me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my criticism is similar, but not exactly the same. Because... you know, I think he captured Guyana good and bad, you know, because there is a lot of gender inequality
that
and there's
true.
A lot of, you know, negative treatment and negative, you know, ways that women are talked and dealt with in public. And I think he captured those. So I'm not really mad at him, the author, because, you know, I don't think, you know, I think he's just being honest, right? Uh-huh. And in a way, just portraying back what he observed.
Uh-huh.
So my criticism is not so much directed at Rahul Bhattacharya. It's more like a reflection on, oh my God, this is the way things really are, you know. And so
I wouldn't disagree with you on that, because it's hard. He is the writer. Whenever, you know, that's it. So if I'm going to criticize, I'm going to say, well, this is what I didn't like about it, and everything. It's a fact. As I said, I hear it, but I still feel didn't like it.
Right.
And I mean, you're right in the sense that it's reflecting it on, oh my gosh, this is really how it is. But it still rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It really rubbed me
So what this is the actual documentation, the mirror of what it is.
Yeah.
I think what annoyed me, what bothered me is that, like, he didn't meet any of the other women who were fighting against, or working, or men, well, you know, that nowhere in his thing that, you know, so anybody reading that book, I mean, is there space in a book like that for women who are?
But that's, yeah. if you're trying to portray some kind of balance, right? And this is good and bad. I mean, in a book like that, you're not. It's a novel, you know. It's not necessarily a historical, journalistic, you know, fact.
So there's no need for him to do it. It's just, so he doesn't. There's no obligation on him to do it.
I don't think
he's just writing.
Yeah.
He's just writing.
Yeah.
What
I think everybody, you know, is. Right. Free to have their own perspective and focus on the things they want to focus on, you know. So, but I think also there are certain things that, like, it seemed like he just was ignorant to, or just ignored certain things about, you know, the lives of women. So not only portraying things in a bad way, but just, like, you know, having sex without using a condom and, you know, not thinking about you know, the fact that the girl could get pregnant, you know, like it's not, it's just like an afterthought when he does think about it, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Right,
you know, as a woman, like automatically, you know, I picked up on it.
Right.
It's something I would think about, but
In terms of well, one of the things about gender and race now comes up, because this is this Indian man coming for this mixed woman. I mean, no one knows if it's, he really met this woman. And a lot of us, too, because the whole Indian thing is part of this. What would have happened if you made this woman black or pure Indian? I mean, is there... Sorry, the first question I remember asking, thinking, is that I was not aware that Jan was mixed race. I thought she was Indian. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might have described her as one. So it just pointed out that she was indeed mixed half Brazilian or whatever. Because in my head... But other people reading the book said it was very interesting that they thought that he made this woman mixed with Brazilian. You know, this Brazilian...
Or this exotic.
Right, this is exotic. Yeah, this exoticness.
So
that's why I want to know about the way of the what bothered me about the portrayal of women is that there's also this thing about the exotic woman.
But isn't that a norm? I mean, like, in terms like you always would want the exotic,
right.
And you have to infuse it somewhere, and I guess that's where he chose to infuse it.
Which bothers me some more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, why the hell? Because it have been a guy.
I don't think the story would have been any different, though, if she had been
Indian,
black, you know, any other Chinese. I think the treatment
would have been the same.
Yeah. Right, so we view it.
Because they are, and you know, that's the thing about it, because they are women. We know that.
Right.
Who are like how we, regardless of race. Regardless of race, who are like that. So that is...
So because his readership is not only in Guyana, right? It's outside. So of course, for us reading this, we don't care about the ethnicity of the woman, but this is what he does. And so the criticism is that if she was pure Indian, would that have been a critique of how he treats Indian women? As women who,
but you can't talk about something that is, I mean, that's all hypothetical.
That's all, okay.
You know,
so, we won't know.
You won't know. You won't know.
We won't know.
Right.
We won't know.
Right.
We won't know.
Deal with like what he actually wrote. And
the, is this, so this book, you know, like the critiques about it as far as it represents Guyana, it's good for Guyana. I mean, is this book good or bad for Guyana?
I
compared in a discussion with Len, I had this comparison about, you know, we were this Apsara Productions, and they're so happy about how they won the Miss India Worldwide, and how 400 million viewers saw the Miss India Worldwide pageant, so they came to know about Guyana through the Miss India Worldwide. And then, you know, we have the Miss Guyana girl, and everybody hopes that the whole world will know about Miss Guyana and come and flock to Guyana and buy Guyana products and services as a result. And I don't know how many people read this book. I mean, but what, you know, how what does this do about how Guyana is represented, this place? And what do we do? I mean, is it good or bad? And what obligations do we have who live here about how this representation happens? Hard question.
I don't really care.
You don't care.
I really don't care what people outside who don't know anything. If this is the only book they read about Guyana, you know, I think they'll get a fair idea of Guyana. But I really don't care what they think.
So the question is, you should be really bothered.
It's kind of a moot point to me. I mean, yeah, there's. It's not that I don't, you know, have national pride and whatever, but. You know, I care more about what's actually happening on the ground.
Yeah.
And so, like, so to me, that's what's useful about the book, you know, in terms of, you know, if it makes people, you know, like putting a mirror up to society and you see, okay, this is what a foreigner comes and these are some of the issues that he sees. And so this is how we are, really are. And this is how other people are. So it's more like, it's an internal reflective thing.
Yeah, so I think in terms of that way, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it doesn't really matter. People will come, people may not. People may find it, this is interesting to come and look at, come to Ghana. People may figure, I don't think it really matters, really and truly, that way it is. As I said, thinking about another very good point when she said it makes you really think internally and to see what's happening. I mean, that's really what's happening about Guyana really and truly, whether we like it or not, or feel comfortable about it or not. And sometimes I wonder about the role of the writer, because I mean, okay, we something like, I know one of Ryan Shaw's criticisms was the fact that she thought that it was so negative about Guyana, she was really whatever, but that's how it is. And I mean, it's like whitewashing what is actually there. I mean, you can't do that. And
you don't whitewash either.
Exactly.
Leaving the gaps. Well, one of the things that Aline and yours are referring to, even though it's not going to be, your semi-public writing, a note, you said that how he left. He's missing out because he left. The author at the end leaves Guyana and he's missing out. We sort of like thumb our noses at him and say, yeah, you belong, you know. You're missing out.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's, you know, that's my personal opinion, you know. I'm happy to be here, you know, warts and all, you know, this is like, you know, where I want to be and where I want to work. And so, yeah, you can come and visit and spend time and, you know, get whatever you get out of it. But then if you choose to leave, yeah, you know, that's your decision, but that's not where I am.
I chose to be in Guyana right now.
So my final pet peeve is how this thing about another kind is that, you know, the man hasn't come back to Guyana to leave his book or launch his book. He just came to Trinidad, book a list. You know, I don't even know the poor National Library or the archive have a copy of his book. And I'm just curious, as, you know, how do people feel about that? You know, I feel like I don't want to do anything more about this book.
That peeves me a little.
Is it the kind of...
And I mean, he won the prize based on what he would have written in the book. So you would think the least he could have done is to launch it, or at least have some
reading. Right, so there should be something here,
I mean, it's so close, you're in Trinidad.
So there's this whole thing about the South, you know, that this mythology about how, you know, how the North used to write about us.
Yes.
You know, how up North, how they would write about us, about, you know, these people down in the South. Mm-hmm. So what's going on here now? Is it supposed to be the South writing? Is it any better? Is it, you know?
I think the exploitative mentality or that whatever.
It's the kind of exploitation. And I just wonder, you know. It's a kind of extraction, you know, exploitative extraction.
I can agree with you on that.
I think his perspective, though, as an Indian, you know, is different than if he had been a Westerner, right? So I think in that way it's not the same.
And he does see certain things that a Westerner would not.
Right.
You
right.
see it clearly that he sees lots of things that a Westerner would not see and observe. I mean, even just somehow the travelogue aspects of it, you can see that because he picked up certain similarities in his culture and ours. Also, he pointed out how different we are.
Yes. How lucky we are at one point.
That was the interesting part of the book. And I mean, sometimes when you hear people... Indian nationals talk about Guyana. So he kind of reflects that too, because when you point out how different we are, we call ourselves Indians, but we're not really. And then he even shows that sometimes we're more into the culture, the Indian culture, than Indians are. Yeah. So I found that, you know, as I said, in that perspective, his eye is a little different from the West average Westerner.
Right.
But again, he still has, I mean, it's made his name known as a writer. People know of him, but the prizes he's won. He's won and then kind of like...
Because I was thinking with all these prizes and so, do people come to Guyana, you know? Let's see if they can come and write other books about Guyana.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you for the short. You're welcome.
Right, so...